Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week for your Heartbeat, you talked about God's redeeming grace. And we're in a series at the moment of talking about God's promises. And this week, that was the focus, that we are promised God's redeeming grace. It's accessible to all of us.
It's the story of salvation.
But we need to choose to accept it.
Yes.
So the promise is there for us.
Yes.
For everyone.
All the promises in Scripture are there.
Mm.
We have to accept them and maybe walk a certain way.
So we need to choose to receive it because it's available to us. And the other focus of this particular Heartbeat was that to accept it, therefore, we need to recognize that we are broken. But when we accept God's redeeming grace out of our brokenness, that's when God brings beauty.
Yes, well, I look at the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. When they took that piece of fruit, they, I guess, didn't accept that they weren't a God.
Hmm.
You know, Satan tricked them to saying, well, you will be like God.
Yep.
Well, we are in a way like God because we're made in his image and likeness, but we are not God.
Hmm.
And you have to, in accepting God's promises, and this one especially, the salvation that Jesus has given to all for dying on the cross and saving us from our sins and giving us the access to heaven and eternal life, you have to drop the pride, drop the I can do it by myself and surrender and say, yes, I accept this. The choice is ours. And I often feel it is less of me and more of him.
Yeah, there's a vulnerability.
I involved in me. I have to choose, but I is not the ultimate. It's God who is.
You shared the scripture in Isaiah that talks about the blood, the red crimson blood that Jesus then
makes white as snow.
And then you said, you know, if you get blood on a shirt or a sheet, how hard is it to get it out? Yeah. And I was thinking, I'll just put it in the bin and start again.
You just put it in the bin.
Yeah, why even try?
Emma.
Nah, some of you are very good. I just wouldn't be as good. If I get onto it fast, I'm okay. So God takes away our sins from us with his redeming grace.
Oh, going back then God doesn't put us in the bin, does he?
No, of course not. Yeah. That's why I'm not God. So Jesus comes to help us to overcome so we can accept his grace. So God, loving us so much, sends
total
his son,
love, yes,
Jesus, to die on the cross for us, to take our place,
yes,
that we deserved. And when we accept that grace, that's when we, with God, can overcome our sins because of what Jesus did for us on the cross.
And we, I think as a Christian, we accept it once and for all, but it has to be an ongoing accepting of allowing that redeeming grace to come and help us when we sin and fall, when we fall short, because we all fall short, when we choose the wrong way, when we, you know, do something that we shouldn't do, or we have an attitude that stinks and we should have a gracious, kind, loving attitude. All of that, we have to choose again, Lord, I accept your redeeming grace, come into my life.
Yeah.
You know, we can't keep opening the door once and then shutting it. The door's got to be wide open
all
the time.
Yeah. And you shared that a bit by saying like things that we can say, well, first of we need to accept that we are broken, ask God to come, and then we can say, God, come and restore me. Holy Spirit, would you come?
Mm-hmm.
Be merciful to me, God. Be compassionate to me. And also, a key one I think that sometimes we probably don't do enough, or I don't, is God, help me not to sin again. Like I don't ask the next step, like to not do it again. That's probably a challenge for myself. I loved how you shared about how there's beauty from ashes. So the brokenness of us, the ashes that God can restore.
Because then we're sharing about his redeeming grace.
Mm.
When we share about our problems that have been overcome, it wasn't us who overcame it.
Mm.
Even if we don't acknowledge God, it's God and working in our life that's helped us overcome those issues and problems.
Mm. The power of the resurrection is available to us if we surrender to him. And that's when you said we can say to God, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me. Lord, I can't do it on my own. And that's really, that is saying, when we say, Lord, I can't do it on my own, that's saying, okay, I'm broken.
Mm.
I accept you, God. You shared about Van Gogh, the
artist,
painter. Interestingly, I went to that exhibition that has been like around the place. I got to do a painting on an easel.
What was it like?
It was awesome. Yeah, no, my painting was very good. What they do is they play a video. So there's like 30 or so easels that you sit at and you've got a pencil. And they play a video and they do one line
at
a time. And so you, by the end,
you've drawn
something. Finish, you walk away with a version of Van Gogh's Starry Night or whatever because it's literally like one line. But you've got to be quick. Like you do the one line, do it. And then you watch the next line, you do it.
Yeah.
But I was quite proud. I took a photo of it. So you're talking about how it was a good example of Van Gogh and his brokenness, though.
Yeah, because look at the beauty that he made.
And how,
God in a time when he was vulnerable and full of shame. Because if you know the shame he felt when he realised, I've just chopped off my ear and look where I've got now.
Mm.
You know, okay, he maybe didn't reflect upon it by writing this all down, but we see it in the pictures and the self-portraits and the story.
Mm.
Like if you see that self-portrait, oh my goodness, the blankness in the eyes.
Mm.
It's like he's lost. I wasn't looking at the bandaged ear.
Mm.
I was looking into his soul and he looked lost.
Mm.
And I was thinking, Lord, I know that you would have come to him in that time.
Mm. Mm.
And that's what God does to us.
Mm.
And he can bring beauty out of our brokenness.
Mm. And you were saying that God sees us as beautiful, which is what we shared about last week.
Even though he sees all the brokenness within us too.
Yeah. And that God wants to draw us to him by saying, come follow me.
Yeah.
Come be the person I've created you to be. And he sees that beauty in us and that's what draws us to him. You also shared, in God we are fully exposed, which I think it seems quite confronting when you think about it like that. But he desires that we would ask him to come and help us.
Mm. There's no secrets with God.
Mm.
So then just go, Lord, you know me. Here I am. Yep. Come and help me.
Yeah. And then you finish by saying, we all then have hope. We all have a chance.
Yep.
We just need to accept it.
Every single person.
Mm.
You know, I don't care if you've been a drug addict, you know, for 55 years and you're abusive and whatever else. God, with God, he can redeem you with his grace.
Mm.
And you can have life with him eternally.
Mm-hmm. So the weekly challenge this week is for each of us individually just to come to another or a deeper level, I suppose, of accepting our brokenness and that God can bring beauty from it if we accept that grace that he has for us, that redeeming grace. So we hope that that's given you a lot to think about, to pray about this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.